are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. How you been? Hey,
working tonight?
Yeah, working tonight.
Again, how you doing? Good to see you again. Real good. Kind of a similar game to last year, except we were on the plus side. Did you feel that way? I really felt it was very close to what happened last year. Our momentum in last year's game to win by the 15 points at the end was created from the free throw line. Theirs was created by the 3-point line. But momentum changed dramatically, obviously, at the end of the game. A very tough roller coaster for our club in terms of being a young team. But I certainly saw two really experienced, confident players, Torrey and Keith. Certainly Keith in the final component of the game. Show their true worth and their experience and broke the game open.
Coach, when they've got a player like Keith, is it just a matter of waiting for him to take it?
Well, I hope not. I think we came in at halftime, Keith and Torrey were like 2 and 3 on our priority list at halftime, and we were coming in at halftime saying, all right, not bad shape. Got him in single digits. We made Clifford make some plays, which was what we were hoping to do, and then I think Timmy got some good confidence when he hadn't been shooting the ball particularly well. He had to make some shots, so we came in halftime and said, all right, we've got those guys in check. If Cliff is going to continue to do this, that's okay. That's okay, but certainly they came through in the second half.
So was it disappointing then, I imagine, to see Simmons go off like that?
No, he's one, at our level of play, he's one of the best players in it. Can he be Patriot League Player of the Year? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that. I mean, Keith is a proven, legitimate player. I mean, he's already in the Patriot League in record book. He's clearly could be their best player. I think what you saw was what players, conference players of the year do. Find their time, and when they get their time, really take advantage of that time. I think Keith did that tonight. He let the game come to him. He didn't get frustrated. I don't think in the first half. The game came to him in the second half, and when he had his opportunity, I think he certainly capitalized on that and was a difference in the game.
Talking about Jimmy's performance tonight.
Well, I think Jimmy was bouncing back from really a tough night at Michigan. See you, John. Good seeing you. Yeah, a tough night at Michigan. So it was good to see him bounce back into confidence with his scoring and his shooting to get into double figures. I thought he played real well tonight against a strong defensive team. And I think sometimes we forget this is perennially one of the best defensive teams in New England in Division I basketball. And we came in halftime just feeling good that we only had 5 turnovers. We had taken care of the basketball. I think Jimmy found his way to get some shots. It was awkward at time because of the way they switch guys on defense, but I think Jim still had a good rhythm to the game tonight. I think he had some nice opportunities of getting to the basket. I mean, he still came up with double figures. I think he did a very fine job on Torrey in the first half. That was really, Torrey Thomas is one that, circle to circle, 6 seconds. It doesn't get any quicker than that. And I think even in the half court area, because he's so quick and so slow and so low to the ground, he's a very tough cover. So I think Drew did a very good job and paid good attention to him. And it took its toll on him. I think I probably should have rested him more. You don't know what kind of minutes he wound up with. 36. But at the end of the day, even 1-to-1 assist turnover ratio, double figure scoring from the point guard, guarding one of the toughest players.
Brian had a really nice pass out of a double team to Pusar in the second half there.